by making the car more usable and easier to use, and also allowing them to bring new value to that customer, that's going to drive more preference to our product, right? So it's easier to use, it's easier to fuel, it's easier to order food, it's easier to drive. I feel like these things are being, I'm being assisted with these things. That's what we're looking to do with our, on the driver side of things, and also with passengers as well.
When most people think of the pinnacle of automotive technology, it conjures images of autonomous vehicles. And while that may represent the utopia, brewing on the surface is a more immediate and practical form of automotive technology, and it is allowing automakers to achieve levels of scale that has never been part of their ecosystem.
Yeah, the ecosystem before was we would build hardware and work with a tier one supplier to build this an infotainment system or a radio, and we would then build that into the vehicle, and it's a very orderly engineered process. About 2016, or actually a little prior to that, both Apple and Google had started building Android Auto and CarPlay for their respective companies.
The introduction of Apple CarPlay and Android Auto has opened new doors into the world of connected cars. These technologies have finally allowed us to bridge the gap between our use of mobile devices and our driving habits. A deluge of companies are now banging down the doors of automakers to introduce their latest shiny toy. So how does Honda Innovations deal with these new potential partnerships? To quote Matt Damon's character in the movie The Martian, "In the face of overwhelming odds, I'm left with only one option. I'm gonna have to science the out of this."
The lab was actually to build real stuff together with startups or large partners or innovators. It could be one person, it could be corporate, multinational, but it was about building new things, not just investing and kind of seeing how that works. I think that's evolving a little bit, because now there's kind of people have gotten a little more sophisticated in auto tech. I think actually auto tech in the last 3-4 years has been, there's so much out there. And what's interesting to see is really who has some of the endurance to get there. And what we want to make sure is that we don't miss out on something that is truly unique or amazing because someone just has to deal with the endurance of the auto industry, right? That ends up meaning that you have to be a large tier one to develop car technology.
Listeners, I want to welcome you to an all-new special podcast series by Wisco Weekly. There are many change agents in the automobility space, and we now find it our duty to recognize these individuals, to honor them and support them in their mission. Trailblazer is our special podcast series on Wisco Weekly that spotlights individuals in the automobility and advanced transportation space whose previous or current work represents significant advances in our space. Future episodes will be designated by the short code TRAILB, which will precede the episode title. We hope you enjoy these new trailblazing stories. Hey listeners, Dennis Wisco here. If you're not a shrewd negotiator like our co-host Kelly Cruz, then buying or selling a car is your pulling teeth moment. Well, have faith, as there are more and more automakers and select dealers who are trying to do right by the customer. Stay tuned for later in this episode to hear how a fan of the show was able to sell her car. Now, let's get on with the trailblazing. In our inaugural episode of our new podcast series called Trailblazer, we feature John Moon, the Managing Director of Strategic Partnerships at Honda Innovations. His primary charge is to leverage the in-vehicle experience through mobile apps and payment services. Unbeknownst to him, his preparation for this position came back in college when he studied cognitive science at UCLA.
Cognitive science is actually the field that studies cognition, so part of that was looking at AI and artificial life. And so the basics of neural networks and understanding that is actually taught in the cognitive science degree.
The explosion of mobile apps coupled with vehicle telematics data baffles even the most sophisticated of data scientists. What's more, you need to incorporate the psychology of retail behavior into the data science. When this is done optimally, this becomes a perfect marriage of developing an ideal in-vehicle experience for drivers and passengers. And this is exactly where John's background comes into play. But you still need a mechanism by which other technology partners can integrate into an automaker's ecosystem.
We have actually two programs at Honda Innovations. So my program, which is Honda Developer Studio. So we deal with apps and services over the top in our product. So not necessarily built into the product, but it can help enhance it. And we can kind of go into some of that detail.
Yeah,
And then Honda Accelerator, which handles hardware and software that might get integrated into our products. And we've kind of divided things up between those two programs, and it's either built in or over the top, and it kind of divides the world kind of in half for myself and my colleague Dennis Clark, who runs Honda Accelerator.
Honda Innovations, which is based in Silicon Valley, has two arms. One is their accelerator program led by Dennis Clark, where innovators can deploy their hardware or software to transform the purposes of a vehicle. Maybe it's a new camera system, maybe an ECU upgrade, or maybe it's an innovative airbag deployment. Think of this as Honda's exclusive Y Combinator. The second arm is Honda's Developer Studio. Under John's direction, this program is charged with over-the-top features and functionality. For instance, are your kids being entertained in the car through a mobile device? Can the car help you pay for gas? Can you order food for pickup while en route to the restaurant? Ultimately, anything that has to do with a mobile device and the vehicle telematics system is under Honda Developer Studio. Honda's Developer Studio has a monumental task to transform the way in which we experience a vehicle. In today's technological world, it's no longer good enough to simply connect your mobile device to the car and utilize your mobile phone as a platform to listen to music or your favorite podcast or use Google or Apple Maps. In order for a car to remain relevant in today's automobility society, the car needs to complement our daily activities. One particular focus for John is turning the car into a card.
If we're going to start bringing services into the car, paying for those services is actually going to be probably a very key aspect of that.
A few years ago, all the buzz about the interior of cars was to remove the infotainment screen. You may even look at your car now and see how much unnecessary space the screen takes up on your dash. Many critics spoke of how an infotainment screen is as useless as a front license plate. But in the push to deliver new in-vehicle experiences, not only must there be priority given to the infotainment screen, but how much can you extend the infotainment features to the mobile devices of drivers and passengers. One of Honda Developer Studio's strategic partners is Connected Travel. Connected Travel is the platform that powers Honda's infotainment system labeled Honda Dream Drive. Founder and CEO of Connected Travel is Brian Biniak, and he was a previous guest of Wisco Weekly, and if you would like to hear more from him, tune in to episode 76. Through Connected Travel's platform, they resuscitated life into Honda Dream Drive by applying a similar application that was used for Marriott.
We got introduced to Marriott, and we took that same concepting that we did. We built this AR view of the city of Bethesda, Maryland. We did a 3D model of it, and we took Visa's real-time transaction data, and we were able to create a map of consumption across the city, which is a measure of popularity and is also a measure of presence. And then we plugged in Facebook, TripAdvisor, OpenTable, and Yelp, and took star ratings, reviews, and likes, and posts, and all that, and fused it and created a next-generation rating system. And then we plugged in traffic data and weather data and things like that. And ultimately, it became a next-generation concierge service, so you could see a city in real time, you know, and you can go where there's people or away from where there's people. And it validated, you know, a lot of people think concierges are on the, you know, getting spiffed, and so you're not really getting valid, you know, recommendations. And we're, you know, in this case, consumers speak with their wallet, so that kind of validated some of those things. So, and then we met Honda Innovations.
The axiom of consumers speak with their wallets is exactly why John and his team are turning the car into a card. As we commute or travel from point A to point B, we want to know as much as possible about our journey and destination. In addition to knowing, now we want to and must be able to either be proactive or reactive to the information that is communicated to us. And these are the mobility solutions that Honda Developer Studio is working on. But there still remains an elusive barrier to implementing such solutions.
When you think about how much we interact with the customer, it might be for service or it might be with paying their lease payment. So what, maybe once a month, half a year, you really actually don't want to see us that much. And I think we're okay, because if we're seeing you too often, it's probably a problem.
This has been the adage of baby boomers that you do not want to see a dealer, or by extension, the automaker, more than once a year. If you're seeing a dealer more than once a year, then that bitter taste of the lemon law arises in your head. But this is where John is flipping the script.
But now we're kind of flipping the script on that, and we really do want to see you more often. We want to create this relationship. I mean, it extends into not just the ownership part, but it extends also into how would we actually sell a new vehicle to you?
John contends that all automakers are trying to understand their customer better. And if an automaker is more engaged with their customer through their daily activities of commuting, traveling, shopping, or doing something specific as pumping gas, then it is much easier for that customer to stay loyal to the brand. Furthermore, the brand can serve as a conduit to an individual and how they move around this mobility society.
Well, if you've been engaged with them throughout their ownership experience, then you can understand that a little much easier, and hopefully be able to get them into the next vehicle, or even extend what that experience might be as these modes change, or even actually to micromobility, for example. So how can we potentially move from a owned vehicle to maybe a rideshare vehicle to maybe an autonomous vehicle in the future, or move that customer from their own car to now a scooter or even to mass transit for that matter.
We'll be right back to hear more on how Honda Developer Studio is transforming the car into a card. Cindy, a fan of the show who lives in Aliso Viejo, California, called in to us and asked, what's the best way to sell my car in the least amount of time? This is a question that we have all asked ourselves, and 90% of the time, we resort to doing the same thing. We take the car to a dealer. We all know that selling a car to a dealer nets us the least amount of money. Conversely, we know that if we sell the car private party, that can net us the most amount of money. But what does it take to sell a car private party? Nothing that you don't already know. You must take your own pictures, write your own description, meet and test drive strangers, and ensure that all paperwork is compliant with the DMV and the State Board of Equalization. So we introduce Cindy to a network of wholesalers who are able to give her more money than a dealer and CarMax, and also handle all of her paperwork. This is a route very few people take, and for good reason. Cindy is in a senior management role, and she doesn't have the time to sell the car herself. But like any good business person, she wanted to maximize the dollars, and so we were able to guide her down the right path. Listeners, we want to help out more fans of the show, just like Cindy. Stay tuned for the introduction of a car concierge service for fans of the show. We're hoping to launch this new program by the end of summer. So if you're interested in being one of the first to learn more, visit WiscoWeeklyPod.com and sign up to be on our guest list. Now, let's get back to Mr. John Moon.
We've been kind of undergoing tests with consumers so that we can understand how we deploy them and actually how we roll them out. What's interesting is now we're rolling out a service that doesn't just hit one vehicle. So it's not like we include it as one part of the plan for a particular vehicle, but now it's something that can get deployed on Android Auto and CarPlay, which could be over 2 million vehicles, so available to a lot of different consumers. I think actually AutoTech in the last 3-4 years has been, there's so much out there. And what's interesting to see is really who has some of the endurance to get there.
This new interdisciplinary study of automotive technology supersedes the traditional forms of technological development. For instance, automakers used to focus on lighter and stronger pieces of body panels to ensure safety and also maximize miles per gallon. Or maybe the technological focus was creating a turbocharger or a sonar-based camera system. Now, automotive technology leans more towards connecting the car to daily activities of the driver or passenger. To this end, John and his team at Honda Developer Studio are partnered with credit card companies like Visa to add payment services to the car. They are partnered with Grubhub to enable a driver or passenger to order food. Philips 76 gas stations are synced to the car so you can easily arrive and pump gas without ever having to whip out your debit card. These activities allow an automaker like Honda to stay engaged with their customer. As John and his team scale mobile app services, I asked him, is this a race to partner with tech companies to secure their intellectual property and hoard it so that Honda Innovations becomes the monopoly of automotive tech?
Well, that's actually one of the main things about Honda Innovations that I didn't mention before. We don't make any of the relationships that we and the parties that we work with, we don't make any of that exclusive.
Naturally, as John's title of Managing Director of Strategic Partnerships suggests, he is on the lookout for companies trying to get involved in the vehicle space, where the partnership is complementary. Maybe it's Honda Innovations educating on the vehicle platform, or maybe it's the partner demonstrating innovation in their space.
You know, we've worked previously with a company called Paytolo. They have been doing the very specific work of working with the toll authorities to basically integrate with their systems to make that work more seamlessly. So that's really actually an area that we would, or a type of startup that we'd want to work with. someone who begins to really get deep into a particular topic, understands it, can move really quickly, still has a lot of work to do, but we can actually end up showcasing what they're doing as things evolve, as they become successful, or maybe we learn something there and need to make an adjustment to what we do. Those are the kind of most beneficial relationships that we see.
That was John Moon, Managing Director of Strategic Partnerships at Honda Innovations, who was trailblazing in the connected car space. Thanks for tuning in. Hey listeners, thanks for tuning in to this first installment of Trailblazer. If you have any thoughts of your own, please share with us on Facebook or Twitter. And on behalf of Kelly, Rudy, and myself, cheers, prost, l'chaim, kipis, nastravi, salu, kampai, mabruk, tutsins, gambe, yamas, nastorovie, to the customer experience.